content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. From the sun to the plant to you, go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all the products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic combining spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Find Terraflora and the full line of products at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, the new standard in pet food, the only complete line of USDA organically certified pet food. Crazy Water, infused by Mother Nature, not some random factory. Paleo Magazine, now all digital. Go to paleomagazine.com to subscribe. The Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Visit our dispensary at oneliferadio.com for 20% off and free shipping. You can find more information on all of our sponsors, including links to listener discounts, on the oneliferadio.com sponsor page. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Yes, it's Friday. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. Are you happy today's Friday, Ronaldo? I know I am.
I am. It seems like all the days are running together, so sometimes I don't even,
I know.
I don't even know what day it is.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what day it is. It's here's one of the things it is. It's National Mutt Day. So to all the mutts out there, happy Furry Friday, everyone. And we've got some fabulous news that Castor and Pollux, a company I've used for years, has joined us as our official pet sponsor of One Life Radio. It is America's number one organic pet food with the most comprehensive portfolio of purposeful foods using sustainably sourced ingredients such as wild-caught salmon and grass-fed beef. And I can't tell you enough how much my animals love it. And I really do. I say this all the time, but if I could pick the one thing that why my dog Mick is entering his 19th year in the fall, and he's a Labrador mix, so he's a mutt, it's mutt day, is because of the food that I feed him. And so there you go. And I'm so thankful to have them as a sponsor. And of course, Sun Warrior and Enviromedica, STS Health, the makers of Flunata, as well as, oh my gosh, who am I forgetting? Oh, Crazy Water. Crazy Water, the Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, and
Castor and Pollux.
Exciting news coming up here soon. We're very fortunate. You know, we are. But I think when people's hearts connect about things that matter and not just money, a lot of good things can happen. And so, and speaking of that, hearts connecting, that would be Maura Davies. She is the Vice President for Marketing and Communications at the SPCA. That is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of Texas. Their website is simply spca.org. She's been on the show for years. I love this woman. How are you doing today, Maura?
Doing great. I love you too. Oh my gosh. And you're right. When your heart is in that right place and you do good things, that's the important spot to be.
Absolutely. And great things can happen. They really, really can. And so, you know, one of the things that I really love about doing the show is the Furry Fridays, you know, and really putting out good information. And there's my dogs barking in the background. If you can hear them, something started. I think it's because we let Tom and Willie out. Typically I do it earlier in the morning, but it's so crazy how the I've got five big male dogs, and only Love, which is where he got the name Love, my little pit bull that I rescued during this COVID-19 crisis from a Walmart parking lot. He is the best dog ever, but and I can't think straight when they're barking. I just lost my train of thought of what I wanted to say, but I like getting good information out to people and reminding them, like, to check, you know, animals' collars more and to protect their paws from the heat and make sure they've got lots of water. And in the winter when it's cold, make sure they have warmth. All those things that we need in order to have a comfortable life. And I feel it so strongly about animals, and I know you do too.
Yes, absolutely. It's important to make sure that our pets receive care. But we know that everybody loves their pets, and sometimes it's just, you know, a lack of information. So it's great. Thank you so much for all you do and all you've done for so long to get that great information out to people.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and it is National Mutt Day, and I think a couple of mine might be purebred, but every one of them came off the street. So, you know, you don't have to have a fancy dog. You really don't. But if you end up with a fancy dog, that's okay, too. Just be sure to treat it well. And that goes for cats, too, which is our topic today. speaking of cats, so my daughter went on a family vacation. They left this morning, and I'm taking care of her three cats. Okay, so I've got 14 cats in the house right now. 14. Uh-huh. Okay, so Lil' Bo, Popcorn, and Scotch were added to the mix this morning, and cats just do the strangest stuff. They do, and so that's what we're talking about today with you, Maura. Strange cat behavior explained. And so why? Let me start with this. Why do cats rub their heads on people, furniture, walls, anything they can get their head on? Why do they do that?
Well, they actually do it because what they're doing is they're distributing pheromones that are released from your cat's kind of head area, and that is how a cat shows ownership over things. That's probably the main reason. So again, those pheromones, when your kitty cat rubs his head on you, he's also showing you affection. That's true too, but he's also saying, you're mine, and claiming you. The behavior actually has a name. It's called bunting, B-U-N-T-I-N-G. So it is a compliment, but it is also a territorial kind of thing too.
Cats are very territorial. Well, and that's how, okay, so is that, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I was going to talk about peeing. You know, there's a disturbance in the home when they don't pee in their box, but we're going to get to that because we're going to do two segments this morning with Maura, which I'm really happy about, or I should say this afternoon. Yay. Since it's after 12 now, but at least here in Dallas, but they do so many things that are fascinating, like chattering, you know, where they stand by a window and they will chatter their teeth at a bird. Why do they do that? Are they emulating?
Yes. Well, you know, I think the jury's a little bit out on this, but I think everyone knows that. I mean, it's that little sound. It's like, meh, 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 meh. I don't know how that came across. On the radio, but that's my best cat impression, looking at a bird.
That was great.
So, I mean, my cat does this. She'll sit in the window and just, you know, see all the birds go by and chatter, chatter, chatter. So behaviorists think it might be because your cat could be frustrated. They can't get out and hunt the birds. But it's also excitement and aggravation. But still some others say that that jaw movement might be your cat's natural instinct that allows their muscles to prepare for hunting and killing prey. It's kind of hard to talk about, but it's really normal. People, you know, if you've never heard it before and all of a sudden you have a new cat, or some cats really don't chatter. I've had many cats who just don't do this, and some do. Mm-hmm. So it's okay if your cat does this. It's very normal.
Well, that's good to know. It's good because I have 14 in the house now, as I said, 11 typically, and they all do the craziest things, and they're so fun. Mm-hmm. They really are. I don't like the way sometimes they tear things up, but you got to give them scratching posts. They add so much to your life, but you really need to have a scratching post if you have, and because they have a need. Let's talk about that. And no pun intended. Yes. They have a need to need, right? To need
they
things,
need
right?
To.
And that goes with, and also keeping their little, their nails filed, right? Because they're not out in the wild where they can do it on a tree or something. Is that right?
Right. That's right. Absolutely. And to talk about that first really quickly, it's extra important to start getting your cat used to nail trims as soon as you can. So whether you're adopting a kitten or an adult cat, make it a soothing, calm experience. Make sure there are treats involved. Make sure that you're not feeling stressed. Your cat will feel that too. But it's important to clip their nails for for indoor kitties, they're not getting that exposure to the scratching. Now, scratching posts are wonderful. Some cats love them. Some cats pretend they don't exist. So there are all different things that you can do there. But this is, again, super normal behavior, scratching and kneading. Kind of getting over onto the side of kneading, the K-N-E-D-I-N-G, like kneading dough. Some people call it making biscuits. I tend to do that because I think it's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. That's what we say, too.
But it does actually, this behavior is something that harkens back to your kitten's earliest days of nursing. Because when your kitten is nursing, when a kitten is nursing, they put their paws kind of on their mama's mammary glands and do that, make
and
that kneading motion and that. And and it's like a milk pump. It encourages better milk production. So when your cat does this as an adult, she's either content or just get really happy, relaxed, or the on the other side of things, because cats are mysterious creatures, it could be on the other side of that, it could be a way to alleviate stress, and that habit can calm them down. So if your cat kneads on you or on a blanket, it's a compliment for sure.
Well, and then another compliment is when they flip over and let you, when they expose their belly, that means that they really trust you, right?
Yes, they do. And although it's really important to note, that's not always an invitation to pet their belly. But yes, exposing the tummy is a way to say, I trust you. But yeah, some cats, if you do, then, some cats are cool and they're like, yeah, absolutely touch my stomach. But some cats, watch out, because if you do even gently pet, they'll do what I call the bear trap and get you with all four paws and their teeth.
Well, we've got lots more to talk about, that's for sure. Like, why do cats like sitting in boxes so much, or why do they pee outside or go to the bathroom outside of the box? Everyone, stay tuned. More coming up. We're going to answer those questions with Maura Davies. She's the Vice President for Marketing and Communications at the SPCA. Stay tuned, everyone. More coming up with Maura Davies.
With my tail in the air.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis and Maura Davies continuing on with us. She is the Vice President for Marketing and Communications at the SPCA of North Texas, or I should say of Texas. It's SPCA.org, or on Instagram, it's at SPCA Texas, or Facebook at SPCA of Texas page. Always great to have you on the show. We're talking about strange cat behavior explained. Okay, so I think this is one of the biggest ones that people want to know. Why sometimes is there a failure to use the litter box properly? What is going on, Maura?
Yes, well, this is a really big one, and it's a very important
one.
Because if your cat is going to the bathroom outside the box, it could indicate a medical problem that, if left untreated, could be quite serious. So it's known as inappropriate elimination, and it's a very common situation that happens for cats. It's important to get to the underlying causes, and sometimes it is behavioral, but the medical issues you want to tend to first. So those medical issues can include bladder infection, urinary tract infections like cystitis, bladder stones, urethral obstruction. It could also be caused by colitis, or constipation, or anal sac disease. They could also be having pain or discomfort because of, like, arthritis or other conditions that might affect nerves and muscles and joints. So there, it could be other things too. And sometimes cats are going just a little bit out of the box. Sometimes they're straining to go to the bathroom. Anything that's not just a normal kitty goes in the box, kitty goes in the, to the bathroom, covers and leaves is something that the first thing you want to do is call your veterinarian. Get your cat checked out medically because you want to exclude any medical situation first.
Yeah, you do, because you don't want them to suffer. And you want to get to the root of it quickly, because cat pee, as anyone knows that's ever experienced it, is quite strong and very difficult to get rid of that odor. My top pick for that is something very cheap and effective, and that's just plain good old straight white vinegar. For any, really, actually any kind of pet stain or odor or vomit, whatever it may be, it works really well. It's cheap, and it doesn't take the color out of your carpet or your linens or whatever it is that, that they've, you know, eliminated on or thrown up on. But yeah, do you use white vinegar?
I have in times past. Right now, knock on wood, my kitty cat Opal is she's all systems go. She's great, but
oh good.
I mean, I did use vinegar and a big load of Wash. My little guy Hemingway, who passed away several months ago at 18. Him going to the bathroom on my comforter, which he never would do. That was the big tell that he had something very wrong going on with him medically. So I got home, saw that he'd gone outside the box, picked up the phone, called my veterinarian immediately. They said, it's okay, it's not an emergency, but we'll see him in the morning. Turns out he was diabetic. So we were able to get him on the appropriate medication, and he even got him on the right kind of food, the right kind of regimen, and about a year later, he went into remission. So, I mean, if you notice something, I mean, if I had just let that go, he would have suffered and died. So these are important things.
Good quality food is so important.
Yeah.
No, it's so important, the good quality food. You know, you made me think of my dog, Ruby, who she's diabetic too, but I've never had to put her on insulin. Again, you know, that's actually when I started to look for a really good quality pet food, which is Castor and Pollux, which is what I use because it's grain-free and a lot of things that can exacerbate diabetes or pre-diabetes, both in humans and animals. We're all mammals, right? And so diet is so important. And everyone out there, please listen to that, because that's a good place to start if you've got an animal because insulin is very expensive and it's hard on the animal's organs and just on their life. So, you know, always check their diet first and check with a veterinarian like you always recommend. Right, Maura?
It is so important to work with your veterinarian if you see anything amiss. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if your veterinarian gives your cat a clear bill of health and says, okay, done a full checkup, everything's fine, then you're moving on to behavioral causes like stress or anxiety. Could be, you know, have you added a pet? Has a pet passed away recently? Changes in the household, like moving, birth of a child, adoption, visitors, or
everything.
The litter box itself, like the litter that you're using. Did you switch litters? Did you change a location? Do you not have enough boxes for the number of cats you have? Are you scooping frequently enough? All of that so a veterinarian can actually help you kind of go down that checklist of behaviorally what else you can do to help your cat, but it's not misbehaving. I really just want to emphasize that this is your cat is not being bad when they go outside the box. They're trying to avoid pain or something.
Yeah, it's communication. Think about it. I mean, they can't speak and say, hey, I don't like how things have been so crazy around the house lately, or I don't like this new cat or this new dog, or, you know, I don't like this new cat litter. It smells like chemicals. Can't we, you know, go back to the natural stuff or whatever? Or maybe there's so many things to consider. And speaking of the cat litter, I think that's really important too. If you've got a cat that's getting sick all the time, think about it. It's just like if you're exposed to a lot of chemicals, if you're using cat litter that, it just has a lot of chemicals in it, it cannot be good for your cat. It really can't. Don't you agree?
I think that, yeah, certain cats are going to have sensitivities, and it's so important to really tailor what the litter that is the best for your cat. Those are all excellent things to consider. Absolutely. But then once you get on it, keep consistency. That's key.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They love. Well, we all thrive in consistency, you know, with a little bit of fun here and there. But I mean, like I said, you know, they're mammals. We're mammals. We're not that much different at the end of the day, really. in some ways, in a lot of ways, we are. Yeah, which is a good thing. I wouldn't want to be carrying around a big, heavy fur coat all day long. But you know, there's a lot of things that they do. So with their ears, too, you know, cats do a lot of strange things with their ears. What's the explanation behind that, Maura?
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes cats can twitch their ears back and forth, or sometimes they'll like put them back, or do they go slowly back? So a cat's ears, they're one way that a cat can express anxiety or agitation. So if their ears are just kind of slightly pointed upright, it means they're alert and just listening. But if your cat pins his or her ears back, that's a big message of, I don't like it, it's stressing me out, this is not good. Cats are a little bit harder to read in terms of body language than dogs, I think many people find. But so, for example, a cat, a wagging tail on a cat, of course, doesn't mean the cat's happy. It means the cat's either agitated or focused on something, depending on the speed and where in the tail it's twitching. So cat body language is a whole other complicated topic. But, yeah, your cat pins his ears back, he's something amiss.
Well,
but if they're just,
well, you know,
it could be just alert.
Well, and that's a great segue to something that I didn't really think about, but it makes perfect sense why when you lay something down, they're looking for attention. I mean, I can take a blank piece of paper and put it anywhere in my house, and I swear one of my cats will go sit on top of it, no matter where it is, to the point, like, especially in my kitchen where I work a lot, it drives me absolutely batty. I can't put anything down on the counter without Dean getting up on top of there. But Dean is very needy, too. He likes a lot of attention. He's a Russian blue, I think. We found him. We rescued him from a barn. Somebody had him out in the country somewhere. But anyway, he's a wonderful cat, and he's beautiful. But no matter what it is that's in the kitchen, like I said, even if something as simple as a piece of paper, he will lay on top of it.
That's a really interesting thing. You know, some cats like the smooth feel of that. Some cats, and of course the big thing is just like we talked about earlier, it's that scent marking. So it kind of depends on how they're doing it. But yeah, a lot of cats will focus on like your laptop or clothes or, oh my gosh,
yeah,
especially
anything.
Like suitcases, if you're packing, they often will hop in.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a, look at me, I need attention.
Yeah, I know. Well, Dean, he is, we call him Dean the Dance Machine, and he is just, he's beautiful, and he's, oh, they're all beautiful, but he especially is very needy, but I don't care what it is, he's on top of it. If I'm anywhere around, of course, I have 14 in the house right now, 3 are visiting, but I have a bigger house, so it's not so crazy. People are thinking, oh my gosh, I've had people judge me, you know, like, how can you have so many animals in your house? Well, you know what? I'm very organized, and I keep it really clean, and I love them. They add life to my home. They add so much life, and it gives me a purpose. You know, I've always been this way since I was a small child, and it's just who I am. And you're the same way. A lot of people out there listening are the same way. We love our animals. We love all animals, and I think it's something very beautiful. If you can tap into that, even if it's just one cat or one dog, I think it's the greatest love you'll ever have, quite truthfully, in so many ways.
I totally agree, completely.
Well, anything else you want us to know about cats before we go to break, Maura, about strange cat behaviors that we need to know about? Any that we missed?
Gosh, there's so many cool things that cats do. The only other thing I'd mention is, I don't know if anyone's out there, if your cats get the zoomies, or if they start yowling away at night. Cats are nocturnal, really, and their instincts are to hunt. So if your cat starts getting up in the middle of the night, you can try feeding him before you go to bed to kind of curb that desire to hunt, or leave food puzzles out, toys. But if you're really concerned about it, that's another thing to get with your veterinarian about, because if it's truly egregious and your cat's just yowling and yowling, that could signal something too. So that would be the only other thing I'd add, is that's another one that could be a time to call the vet. But thank you so much. So this has been a really fun day to talk about all this cool stuff.
It has. And it's National Mutt Day. That includes cats too, right? Because there's lots of, well, I think most cats are mutts. And they're great. They're so fantastic. And so are you. Maura, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too.
All right, everyone. We've got a fantastic show. Continuing on, Mark Stevens is coming up. He is an Australian health retreat owner and the author of Think Slim, Think Quit, and the creator of an app called Mind Free App, the benefits of meditation and self hypnosis. I'm so excited. He's coming up right after the break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis and our special guest today, Mark Stevens. He is an Australian health retreat owner, the author of Think Slim, Think Quit, and creator of Mind Free app. He was trained by traditional Japanese masters, Tibetan monks, and Chinese Tai Chi teachers. Mark Stevens is a meditation expert, hypnotherapist, and Tai Chi instructor with 40 years of experience. His writings have appeared in Cosmopolitan, Up Journey, and other online and print media. In 1990, Mark was diagnosed with second stage lymphoma and given a possible 6 months to live. Using Eastern healing methods such as Tai Chi, meditation, and hypnotherapy, combined with Western medicine, Mark overcame the illness and 30 years later has a clean bill of health. You can find him at his website, mindfreeapp.com. Such a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm really happy to be here and still be alive. Thank you very much, Bernadette and Ronaldo.
You're welcome. And you're calling us from Australia. And so what time is it in Australia right now?
It's just gone 3:30 a.m. here in Australia, which I think soon might become the 51st state of America, the United States of Australia.
Okay. I love it. You think you're a little punchy from getting up so early, or do you usually get up this early, being, you know, the Tibetan master that you are, or, an incredible teacher of meditation and self-hypnosis. So do you typically get up really, really early?
Usually around 5 a.m. I get up to do my daily routine of yoga and qigong and tai chi and meditation and a walk and a stretch and all that sort of thing. So it's a daily ritual. It happens every morning.
Well, you know, a lot of men do that. I think a lot of men get up earlier than women to just seize the day while he may, kind of, you know. I don't know what the particular reason is. Maybe because a lot of women, deal with babies throughout the night or what have you, but it's just kind of different. Everybody has their yin and their yang, right? And men and women are very different, but we all can benefit from meditation. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So the benefits of meditation and self-hypnosis. I've never really looked into self-hypnosis. I don't know a lot about it, so I'm very excited to hear what you have to say. So can you tell us how you first became interested in Eastern philosophies?
Sure. It was around 50 years ago. I was 8 years old, and I had chronic asthma. I was rushed in and out of the local hospital a number of times, almost dying. And the hospital ran a course, because asthma is all about breathing. They ran a course on yoga breathing and meditation. This was the late 60s, so it was popular. As it's become popular again in recent years, yoga and meditation, it was popular then. So I started getting into that then, and it became a daily practice. Then during my teens, I was just naturally drawn towards jujitsu and tai chi and meditation, and I did every course I could, every workshop I could. I got every book I could on different types of meditation and found teachers to study under from different countries in different disciplines, and still practicing and learning here today, 50 years on.
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it? It really does.
It does, but I'm turning back the hands of time. I feel younger every day, and I think it's partly due to, one, a healthy diet, movement, and also that mindset, the yoga breathing, deep breathing, and meditation.
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, you know this, doing what you do, you know, movement, your body, moving your body and keeping your body strong really does infuse it with life. It infuses it with strength, both physically and mentally, and just makes your life better. It improves your life by staying strong. And you know that better
exactly.
than anybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, incidental movement, just getting up and stretching, going for a walk, it's anti-aging, and that's been proven scientifically out of NASA. Studies they did on returning astronauts, Dr. Joan Baronikas was in charge of the Natural Health Science Department, and she worked out if you sit for more than 30 minutes at a time, your body ages. So if you stand and move, it's anti-aging.
Yeah, and it's little incidental things, like you said. So I have a bird feeder on my property that I have a lot of birds, too. I think I have 100 white-winged doves that come from all over the neighborhood that come and feed off this planter, and many other blue jays and cardinals. I saw a hummingbird last week, all these beautiful birds. But what I'm getting at is, so I have to fill the container a lot, the perch that it's on, and I have to get up on a ladder, and I have to carry the bird seed, and it's heavy. But all these incidental movements as I stay busy on my property have really helped to keep me younger than I think my age would reflect, because of the constant movement and lifting and things like that, right?
Exactly. We've just got to keep moving. When we sit, you've got to sit less and move more. That's a real key, I think, to feeling energized, feeling stronger, you know, keeping your balance. It's too easy to get stuck in a chair. We've got to get up and move.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've studied yoga, meditation, Tai Chi, hypnotherapy, and so much more. So if you could only choose one of those, which practice do you feel is the most beneficial for overall well-being? Or is there just one?
Yeah, hypnosis or hypnotherapy is for specific challenges, whereas yoga, meditation, and Tai Chi, they're a daily practice. So if you can practice, for me personally, it's Tai Chi, because Tai Chi is a moving meditation. It's been described as a moving yoga. So you're breathing deeply, you're moving slowly, but also every movement has a martial art application. So it's like Kung Fu on Valium or on, you know, sleep medication. So I'm doing slow motion martial arts while practicing meditation with slow movement and deep breathing. So for me, I've been doing Tai Chi every morning for 40 years, and it's
wow.
a ritual. It's religious for me to practice that every day.
I love Tai Chi. I've never practiced it regularly, but I had a very good friend, an older woman, a Chinese woman who practiced Tai Chi every day, and that's where I was first introduced to it. She just recently passed away, in fact, which makes me really sad, but she did live a long, rich life. She did. So I'm so fascinated by this. So are all of these practices on your app, the Free Mind app, or Mind Free? I should say Mind Free. I just switched it around.
Exactly. It's the Mind Free app. So since the early 90s, I've been recording, video recording and audio recording meditation, Tai Chi, breathing exercises, hypnosis sessions for a variety of challenges, from weight loss to smoking to phobias to self-esteem to sleep to stress. And so, yeah, we've got more than 400 sessions on the Mind Free app, and Tai Chi is part of that.
I can't wait to download it and find out about all this stuff. And so is the app free? What is the cost of the app? I'm curious.
Well, it's $12.99 a month, but you can trial it free for 7 days, like you can with most
okay.
apps. And there are some free sessions in there that you can get permanently. But yeah, if people go to mindfreeapp.com, they can then check out all the information, see if it's worthwhile. And we get amazing results. We had one fellow lose 440 pounds. We've had people that hadn't slept for years sleeping like babies, people with phobias and anxiety and stress and PTSD, coming back saying, my post-traumatic stress disorder's gone. I sleep like a baby. My weight, you know, finally I realized, because it was all in my head. It's all mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a combination. I like to combine the meditation with the hypnosis to get the best result.
Well, let's talk about hypnotherapy. I'm fascinated. As I said, I don't know a lot about it. I probably have a little bit of a fear of being hypnotized. I can think of like old television shows or movies where, you know, people are hypnotized and it's really freaky. And so, you know, those kind of things are coming to mind. But let's hear what you have to say. Tell us, explain to our listeners what hypnotherapy is and how it can benefit us so greatly.
Sure. If only we could be hypnotized to sing like Elvis. That would be fantastic. And that's where a lot of people have a misconception. They see stage shows or they see it in the movies. And that's one part of what hypnosis can do. That's more for entertainment. With clinical hypnotherapy, what we're doing is we're helping a person get focused into a relaxed state of focused awareness. And what happens to the brain actually, it blocks everything else out. So if a person has anxiety or stress, you can help them block out the anxiety, block out the stress during the hypnosis and help them reset the mind. See, we go in and out of a hypnotic state 15 to 20 times a day naturally, like when you're reading a good book or you're daydreaming out the window or you drive from A to B and you get to B and you go, how did I get here? Your unconscious mind was driving while you were daydreaming. So with hypnosis, we harness the power of relaxation and help a person focus then through things like positive suggestions. So 4,000 years ago in ancient Egyptian sleep temples, people would walk in with a problem and the hypnotist of the day would look at them and say, you are well, you are well. Over and over again, the person would walk out and go, I feel fantastic. It's like if somebody, you know, so many people are walking around already stuck in a trance of, I'm not good enough. It's too hard. I'll probably fail. I'll always be fat. I can't stop smoking. I'm a chocoholic. And they're in that trance, which becomes like a prison. So hypnosis helps unlock the prison door so that you can tell yourself, I am strong. I am a survivor. I can do it. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. I have an abundance of energy. And then also we harness visualization. So it's similar to meditation, but it's different. So we'll harness meditation. A number of years back, I worked with a former world number one tennis player who hadn't beat Roger Federer for 5 years. He was on the tail end of his career, and I got him to visualize perfect serves because it was the weakest part of his game. He improved his serve almost overnight by 10%, came back and beat Roger. Well, Roger was number one at the world, and he was number 78 in the world, and he beat Roger 6-1, 3-6, 6-4. So, you know, from sports right through to kids with test anxiety, if a child has test anxiety in high school or university, and they're, what if I fail? What if I forget the answers? Then they're putting themselves in that trance. But if they're going, you know, providing they've studied, then I've got this. I can do it. I'll remember easily and effortlessly. So we're suggesting to the unconscious mind to be stronger, more focused, more powerful, happier. And I've seen people overcome a lifetime of depression, and that's the joy for me. That's the seeing results of people overcoming challenges or biting their nails. They've been biting their nails since they were a young child. You use hypnosis and a number of different techniques. They can't bite their nails anymore. And they've been doing it for 30 or 40 or 50 years, and it can happen quite quickly.
Wow. Well, you know what? I can't wait to continue on. We're going to go for station identification. Everyone out there, I encourage you to stay tuned so that you can harness the power of relaxation. We're going to continue speaking with Mark Stevens. I've got a lot of great questions for you, and I can't wait to hear your answers. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Baby, I'm
everyone. This is Bernadette, and I've got Ronaldo Davis on the controls and Mark Stevens on the line with us. He is calling from Australia. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning there now. Mark is an Australian health retreat owner and the author of Think Slim, Think Quit, and creator of the Mind Free app. He was trained by traditional Japanese masters, Tibetan monks, and Chinese Tai Chi teachers. Mark Stevens is a meditation expert, hypnotherapist, and Tai Chi instructor with over 40 years of experience. And I cannot wait to continue this. We've got just a couple of minutes here, and I don't want to waste a second of it. So Mark, you know, I totally forgot that you were going to take us through a meditation here live on the air today. So why don't we do that first, and then I'll ask my questions, the rest of them after. Does that sound like a good plan?
Sounds like a great plan, Bernadette. And I can do mediation as well as meditation if needed.
I think I've been in too many lawsuits in my life. I don't know where that came from, but I appreciate your
If I had a dollar for every time I've accidentally typed mediation where it just left the T out, I'd be a rich person, let me tell you. I'm rich.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, when you tell the truth, mediation is pretty easy. So that's one thing you need to remember is always tell the truth, like Ben Franklin and Jordan Peterson say. So
it's mediation of the mind between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so take me to a place I've never been before, Mark. I'm just going to close my eyes and let you do your thing.
Sure. Now, for anybody driving or doing something, you know, running a machine, physically active, we want you to keep your eyes open. That's very important.
You want to pull over.
Self-hypnosis or meditation, we can keep our eyes open or closed. But if you're sitting at home, lying back or sitting down, you can close your eyes. Otherwise, keep your eyes open. All I want you to do is start by focusing on your breathing and allow your breathing to fall in and fall out of your body naturally. Put all your awareness on your breathing. Maybe you'll notice sounds around the room, around you, or the sound of my voice. But focus on your breathing. Feel the abdomen, the chest rise and fall with each and every breath. And you can become more and more relaxed. Let your shoulders relax. Let your jaw relax. Let your temples relax, let your entire back relax as you simply breathe in and breathe out more and more relaxed. And now what we're going to do as you breathe in, think the thought peace. As you breathe out, think the thought relief. Slowly breathing in, peace. Breathing out, relief. And as you breathe in and out, thinking peace, relief, allow your body to feel peace as you breathe in and to release any tension as you breathe out. And you may even like to imagine or think about a beautiful, calm lake, crystal clear, smooth and glassy, the surface very smooth, or a smooth ocean with no wind at all, and it's reflecting everything around, a blue sky, fluffy white clouds drifting by, and you feel your breathing slowing down. Your breathing becomes slower and slower and more deeply relaxed as you feel very calm, breathing in peace, breathing out relief. And that's about a one-minute meditation, Bernadette.
I'm almost asleep.
Sure, it doesn't take long. Yeah, it doesn't take long to switch off. A lot of people think, oh, meditation's too hard or Tai Chi's too hard. It takes too long to learn. But even yoga, if you do a few yoga exercises, like 3 or 4 exercises, mm-hmm. and there are so many people online, you can find 1,000 things, or if you do a couple of minutes Tai Chi or a minute or 2 or 3 of self-hypnosis or meditation, you're getting mm-hmm. a benefit. And what I like to do, and my wife's the master of this, turning everyday activities into meditation. So if she's peeling an apple, it becomes meditation. If she's eating the apple, it becomes mindful eating, walking, drinking a glass of water. If you've ever seen a Japanese tea ceremony, it's so meditative. They're so focused. They're in a trance of that meditation. So you can actually turn everything into meditation.
I absolutely agree. And I think I first learned that from Thich Nhat Hanh in the book Peace in Every Step. And it talked about even something like doing the dishes, you know, which I've been doing the dishes for many, many years. I love doing the dishes. I first started as a child with my dad doing at the sink when I was pulled up next to it with a chair. But I've always loved, and you get the movement of the water. So as you say, there's so many things that you can turn into a meditation. But, you know, a lot of people that have never meditated before, or in my case, that have never been hypnotized before, can this app work for them? I believe that it can based on just, you know, audio is so powerful. People think that visual is so powerful, but audio is more powerful in my opinion.
Well, here's the thing, that the audio guides your mind to relax, so you're listening to positive suggestions. So if a person has their eyes closed, whether I'm doing a face-to-face one-on-one therapy, whether I'm doing a group session with 50 or 100 or 500 people live, or whether I've got people listening to a phone call or listening on the radio like this, you can get hypnotized. You can do meditation. So listening to an app is exactly the same. If I'm doing hypnosis, I'm going to suggest to the person to close their eyes and listen, and to let their unconscious mind relax, let their body relax and listen. So it's the same with the app, with our Mind Free app. And that's why I've created the combination of meditation and hypnosis techniques. So it's almost like meditative hypnosis, where I start with meditations and then bring the hypnotherapy in. But it makes no difference if I'm in the room with a person. So many people come back with the app, the Mind Free app, and say, it's like I've got you in the room with me, talking me off to sleep at night, helping me switch off my mind, de-stressing at 3 a.m. when I wake up worried about things, or helping me keep on track with healthy eating choices.
Well, and right now, more than ever, we need it during this COVID-19 worldwide crisis. And so I can't wait. I'm so excited, seriously. And I'm going to start using it. I'm going to download it on my phone right after the show. I'm going to use it tonight, actually. It's mindfreeapp.com, you guys out there listening. Mark Stevens is on the line with us. If you're just now jumping in at your car at the end of the show, you can always listen to the podcast on the website, oneliferadio.com, after we download it later on today. But it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Mark, and I hope you'll come back so I can report on my findings. I think, this is something, and I appreciate you, all the work that you've done and jumping on the air with us today and providing us with an outlet or an app, if you will, to make our lives better, especially right now during this, as I said, this worldwide crisis that we've all been dealing with.
Well, Bernadette, we all need to de-stress. We all need to be able to switch off. And that's my mission, to help people switch off, de-stress, step back from life, feel calmer, feel happier, and increase their energy, their positive energy, so they feel good. And it's great to be on the show with you guys. I'd love to come back and chat about sleep or stress or other specific issues. And I'll be coming to you from the United States of Australia.
United States of Australia. I love it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much. Everyone, I encourage you. I'm going to do it. Mindfreeapp.com. We could all use a little help right now. Going to go kick the field goal here so I don't miss the post. Everyone, have a fantastic weekend. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and make the most of it.